Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. So, have you been feeling ungrounded these days? Being ungrounded seems like an epidemic right now more than ever. So it's really good that Dr. Susan Chomsky has chockloads of practical insight and advice for working with the root chakra. This chakra serves as the foundation for awakening our well-being throughout our life, in our body, for helping us feel safe and grounded and connected to the earth. And her work is really beautiful. She's in this particular book that she's got out right now called Earth Energy Meditations, she's focusing on the first chakra as a way to connect us with the earth and the primal energies, and it's full of powerful and easy to use methods. So, and she's amazing. So she, Dr. Susan Chomsky, has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in highly effective and powerful positive ways. Here's something amazing. She is the best-selling author of 19 books and has won 40 prestigious book awards. Wow. And as a pioneer in human potential field, she has taught thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. So I'm super happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about your work and why you're focusing on the root chakra right now.
Well, I've published several books about chakras. And one of them is called The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing. I also have a coloring book, Color Your Chakras. And I actually didn't, it wasn't my idea to write books about chakras. It was my publisher's idea. But once I started really delving into the ancient scriptures of India and finding out the most authentic information that I could find about these energy centers, I got very excited about it. And so many different incarnations of books about chakras have taken place as a result. And Earth Energy Meditations is one of those. And that focuses mainly on the root chakra. Mm-hmm. But before that, I had done another one called Third Eye Meditations. But this one is solely concerned with issues around the earth, around the root chakra.
And it seems to me like we need grounding more than ever right now. I mean, I do, and I've worked with the chakras a lot, so I'm an energy healer and a psychic, and teach energy medicine for a long time, teach Reiki. And I just find so many people are not connected to their, in general, so many people are not connected to their earth chakra very much. And it seems like now more than ever, since we've all had such a difficult year, do you notice that people are even more out of their chakra, out of their earth chakra than ever before?
Yeah, kind of out of their bodies, in fact.
Yeah, exactly.
And it really has to do with the fear. Because the root chakra is a place where people store fear and survival issues, anything having to do with the physical world, also prosperity, abundance, and so on. And, you know, there's a lot of issues right now. People right. are really in a bad shape. Many of them are not experiencing any prosperity whatsoever. In fact, they're in desperate situations.
Right.
And really getting in touch with our root chakra can help us to become more grounded, to become more integrated and whole, and to be more of who we really are, to experience our true self.
I mean, I think when we're not really in there, it's like you said, fear is the issue. So we don't really feel safe on the planet. You know, we don't feel safe in our bodies. We don't feel safe being incarnated. We don't feel safe on the planet. And I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic and financial issues. I think so many people don't feel safe right now.
Safety and protection, divine protection. These are very, very important things for people to be working on right now.
Hmm. And how do we do it? Like, what are some things we can do to get in our bodies and activate that earth chakra?
Well, I think my most favorite method is called the self-authority affirmation. Anyone who is not grounded, who feels fearful, who feels that they're not whole, that they're not integrated, anyone who feels that energies around them are draining them, I would recommend that they use this affirmation, and here's how it goes. I am in control. I am one with God. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind, and I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Wow. I feel so much better since you said that. That was super powerful. I got like chills when you were doing
that. Isn't it amazing how affirmations are so powerful?
Yes.
And how they work instantly. Lord Buddha said in the very first verse of the first chapter of the Dhammapada, which is really the most important text in Buddhism, he said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. And he goes on to say, if a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. If a person speaks or acts with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. So what he's telling us is that we create our own destiny through thoughts, words, and deeds, through what we think, what we say, and what we do. We don't have a tremendous amount of control over the thoughts that are just randomly going through our head, but we have tremendous amount of control over what comes out of our mouths and the actions that we take. Jesus, Master Jesus, tells us that we are not defiled by what we put into our mouth. We are defiled by what comes out of our mouth.
Wow, I love that. I haven't heard that before. That's amazing.
It's a wonderful quotation. It's from the New Testament of the Bible. And indeed, we are creating our destiny moment by moment with every thought and every word that comes out of our mouth. So if we go around saying things like, oh, I'm so unhappy, I'm so poor, I'm so overweight, I'm so sick, and I'm so miserable, these types of affirmations are going to manifest. However, if we go around saying things like, I am joyous, I am happy, I am fulfilled, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am excited, I am enthusiastic, these kinds of affirmations will manifest. And they have more power than the negative ones, and they work instantly.
So it really shifts your vibration. That's what it seems like. When you say that, it takes you out of sort of a low vibration and puts you into a higher vibration.
Absolutely. That's what it does. So in my book, Earth Energy Meditations, what I include there are meditations, guided meditations, also affirmations, and also mantras. And in fact, I also have some exercises in there, like breathing exercises and visualization exercises, and also even a few physical exercises that will instantly lift us and instantly give us energy. That's what we need. We need to feel energized, and we need to feel whole. We need to feel safe and secure. So divine protection is an important part of the book as well.
Yeah, I'm so curious that you include sort of a connection to the astral plane with this chakra, and that you talk a little bit about energy parasites. Can you share a little bit more about that and why it shows up here in the first chakra?
So anything that drains us of energy is going to be located specifically in the root chakra. Because, like I said, this is the chakra of the basic survival issues.
Right.
So, all right. So let's talk for a moment about energy vampires or energy parasites. So right now, and well, in all times, but right now especially, people can become very sensitive, like overly sensitive. And in fact, there's kind of a pathology that's called highly sensitive person, HSP, highly sensitive people. And these are what I call them energy sponges or psychic sponges.
Yes.
And these are people who absorb energy like a sponge absorbs water. So they're going through their day, and everyone that they meet and they encounter, they feel is like draining their energy. They feel like people around them are like energy vampires or parasites that are just making them feel more and more disenergized, non-energized, and draining them of energy. And they just feel like they're being dragged through the mud all day. And then by the end of the day, all they can do is just lie down on their bed. Oh, I'm so exhausted. I can't do anything. So that would be what I call an energy sponge. So it's really important for, and many people who are watching this are energy sponges. So it's really important, even if you have this pathology just a little bit, or maybe it's really overwhelming, either way, it's really important to learn how to keep your aura closed off and how to not be affected by these energies around you, and how to heal yourself of this if you are drained. So really, this book that I just wrote, Earth Energy Meditations, it's just chock full of so many methods to help you to become energized again.
My book that's coming out soon is called Energy Healing for Empaths. And it's on a very similar topic. So I've been teaching empath training psychics, empaths and healers for most of my career. And so really a lot of people who listen to the show are going to totally get what you're talking about. Okay. And I love that you're offering this really cool perspective on how to do that. And, you know, energy sponges are empaths. Like, that's sort of another, you know, word people use. A highly sensitive person is another word people use for that. And I'm just so interested in how, you know, you're describing that. I never really connected it to the first chakra, the root chakra. I feel like in myself a lot of pulling and tugging on my third chakra, the solar plexus chakra, when I'm around sort of the energy parasites. But I have worked hard my whole life to strengthen my earth chakra, because I feel like, I don't know, as a sensitive person, like I've really needed to do that. So are all of these exercises that you have in your book good for them? Or is there a particular one that we could talk about for a minute that's really good for us spongy people?
Yes, the affirmation that I taught you, the self-authority affirmation or self-empowerment affirmation, really is the most powerful method. But there are so many other things you can do, one of which would be to visualize that you have a kind of an armor of divine protection around you. And a way to do that, actually, I could guide you into something, a little visualization, if you'd like right now.
I would love it. Let's do it.
Okay, so let's just get comfortable now. And let's just close our eyes and just keep your eyes closed until I tell you to open them. So let's take a big, deep breath to unite with each other. Breathe in. And let it go. And a big, deep breath of divine love. Breathe in. And release. And a big, deep breath of relaxation. Breathe in. And let it go. And let's just imagine that there's a beautiful, beautiful divine light above our head. And that divine light is the light of God. It is pure, it is whole, it is filled with radiance, it is filled with love, it is filled with beauty. And whatever color it is, whatever you see is fine. And that's above your head in a beautiful, beautiful sphere of radiant, radiant light. So radiant, so filled with energy, with joy, with happiness, with love. That divine light is just pulsating and blazing and radiating with divine energy. And now we see this beautiful, beautiful light above our head, just filled with pure bliss and fulfillment. And we see that a ray of that light now streams down into our body. It's streaming through the top of our head, streaming downward through the midline of our body, all the way down from the top of our head, going downward into the body, through the body, down all the way down to our feet. And this beautiful, beautiful ray of light is so sweet and so filled with radiance and love. It is pure love. And we see that this ray of light begins to vibrate and radiate and expand and become bigger and bigger and bigger. And this ray of light begins to fill our entire body. And it is radiating from every one of our energy centers. It's radiating from our crown chakra. It's radiating from the third eye chakra. It's radiating from the throat chakra, radiating from the heart chakra. It's radiating from the navel chakra and radiating from the pelvic chakra and radiating from the root chakra. And these are like little suns that begin to vibrate and radiate and become more and more powerful, filled with greater energy, greater and greater energy, filled with beauty, filled with radiance. And these energy centers are just now blazing with light and blazing with divine love, blazing with energy. And this dazzling, radiant light begins to fill our entire body. But it's going even further. It's going even beyond the body. It's radiating outward to bless not only this physical body, it's going outward to bless our entire energy field and the energy field of everyone and everything around us. So this light is now filling our energy field, and it is radiating and vibrating and going out to fill our home, the people around us, our loved ones. It's going out to fill our neighborhood and to fill our city. And this light is now expanding outward into our entire state or province, wherever we are. It is now going outward, blazing and radiating and vibrating outward to bless the entire nation, going outward even further to bless North America and South America, to bless Europe and Asia, to bless Africa, to bless Oceania, to bless the entire planet. This radiant divine light is now blessing this planet and going outwards and expanding and blessing all the, our entire solar system going outward, expanding to bless this galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, and is expanding outward to bless all the galaxies, the countless galaxies, to bless the entire universe. And now we are expanded into this radiant light. We are expanded into the cosmic life. And now we become aware of our physical body again. Just become aware of the physical body. And now, just keeping your eyes closed, with gratitude in our hearts, we are going to come forth from this meditation. Keep your eyes closed until I tell you to open them. What we're going to do now is we're just going to pretend we're blowing out a candle. Let me demonstrate. Let's do that together. And we now come forth from the level of spirit to the level of mind, knowing that our minds have been blessed, healed, and lifted permanently by this meditation. We blow out another candle, coming forth to the level of the physical body, knowing that our physical body has been blessed, healed, transformed, and lifted by this meditation. And we now blow out another candle, coming forth to the level of the environment, just keeping eyes closed, but becoming aware of our feet firmly planted on the floor. We feel ourselves fully in the body. We feel we just place our attention on the root chakra, knowing that we are rooted to the earth, just imagining roots from our root chakra going down, down, down into the earth, knowing that we are fully awake and fully alert and filled with the radiance of the divine presence, that we are in the world but not of the world. As we come all the way forward to inward and outward balance, let's blow out four more candles, come all the way out to inward and outward balance. And then we open our eyes. If you don't feel like opening your eyes, just blow out some more candles and then open your eyes. And then with your eyes wide open, let's just repeat this affirmation after me. I am awake.
I am awake.
I am very awake.
I am very awake.
I am alert.
I am alert.
I am very alert.
I am very alert.
I am inwardly and outwardly balanced.
I am inwardly and outwardly balanced.
I am in control.
I am in control.
I am the only authority in my life.
I am the only authority in my life.
I am divinely protected by the light of my being.
I am divinely protected by the light of my being.
Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you, God, and so it is.
So how does that feel?
That was amazing. That was so great. Awesome. I could feel as we were going through, like, some energy was shaking loose and some blockages let go, and I loved the, like, connecting, like, going out or out and out and out, and then when we sort of hit the cosmic level, I just felt so fantastic. I felt so full of joy and so powerful at the same time. It was amazing. Love, thank you so much for doing that.
I love meditation. I've been practicing meditation since 1967.
Wow.
And it's just, I believe it's the panacea of all ills. And I believe that it is the most vital skill that people need at this time.
Mm. Wow, that's so good. So I want to share your share some of your stuff a little bit so people can find you. So if people wanted to contact you, they could find you on your website. I think we have a little graphic we could put up there that shows your website.
Yeah, drsusan.org.
Yeah.
You can reach me there.
Great.
Oh, they have my homepage there up on the screen.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's really great. And also, anybody that would want to get your book, your beautiful book, how can they get it? They can get it on any, I imagine, bookstore, Amazon. The book is called Earth Energy Meditations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I recommend that people support their local businesses. Mm-hmm. And one way to do that would be to go to indiebound.com.
Oh,
that's IndieBound.com. Indiebound is a website where you can find out where you can support your local businesses and purchase books there. So I recommend that at this time, more than any other time, we really need to support local businesses.
Absolutely. It's a great idea. So Dr. Susan Chomsky, thank you so much for being with us today here on The Miracle of Healing with your beautiful work. And that amazing meditation is going to set me up to feel great for the whole rest of the day. Thank you so much.
Great. Wonderful.
And thank all of you guys for tuning in to us. You can find me at lisacampion.com if you want to stop by and say hello. I'd love to see you. Thank you for being with us on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.